Episode 48, The Importance of Routine. Hiya and welcome to Imagination Within, I'm Jem. Welcome to episode 48. So if you want to become a patron, you know what to do. The click on the Become a Patron button is all there waiting for you. imaginationwithin.podbean.com. So, before we start, I would love to say thank you. Thank you to you guys. You absolutely rock. Episode 47 was called A Little Bit Off the Cuff. And if you haven't checked it out, it's on the website, imaginationwithin.podbean.com. And you guys were amazing. You gave me such positive feedback. I'm so glad that you enjoyed the podcast episode. I enjoyed making it and I'm glad that it gave you laughs because that was the whole point. So thank you so much for sharing, for commenting and for liking on my social media. It really did make my day and it's so great because I feel that it's a great connection and I love hearing about what you think of these episodes. I do it for you guys, I do it to raise awareness, so thank you. So this episode, I must admit the reason why I decided to choose a routine one is because, like I mentioned on the end of episode 47, you don't hear a lot about it, do you? You know, it's something that affects us day to day, it's something that we all do, but it's not something we think of. And it's not until usually there's a problem or you're planning something that it kind of comes up. So day to day, we all have routine. We all get up, we go about our, you know, our lives, our daily lives, doing things, but we don't give it a second thought. It's kind of like breathing or eating. You don't give it a second thought, which is kind of weird when you think about it, you know? And the strange thing is, we learn it as soon as we enter this world. And the three things that we majorly learn are feed, poop, sleep. And then as you get older, a whole bunch of other things are thrown into the mix. And the strange thing about it is, being on the planet as we are, everything around us is dictated by routine. Flowers, hormones, energy, how we think, how we feel, what time we go to bed, what time we get up. You know, what time we feel most productive to what time we think, oh my God, I feel tired, I'm lethargic. You know, it's all actually dictated by routine, night and day. Isn't that crazy when you think about it? But the other aspect of it is, I found that I focus a lot on it. And you know, it's weird, it actually helps. So if you're new to this podcast, I'm going to share with you something, okay? I have four chronic illnesses, and one of them at the moment is migraines. Oh my God. The weather changes and boom. It's like Mother Nature has said, okay, Jem, the weather's changing. This is great. You're not going to tan. You're going to burn if you go out. That's a given. But now you're going to have to deal with migraines. It's like, thank you. Yeah. Thanks. That's really something special right there. So for me, as a coping mechanism for dealing with migraines, I focus on routine. So I guess you could call it a tool. You know, it's something that I kind of concentrate on because the pain I can't really, you know, deal with much. But concentrating on what I'm going to do in the day kind of takes my mind off it and it gives me the idea that I have some sort of control over it. And another thing is, if you have chronic illnesses, two major things play a part, especially for me, you may be the same, depression and anxiety. And it's weird because if you go to your GP or you go to your healthcare professional, they'll say, is there anything that you've done outside your routine? You know, how are your sleeping patterns? How are your eating patterns? Are you drinking enough? And that all kind of comes into routine, doesn't it? It's something you do every day that you don't think about. It's just something that you kind of, you know, you go into autopilot and it's just a part of your life. But I've noticed that if I have pain a lot, especially with fibromyalgia, three of my chronic illnesses, which are fibromyalgia, migraine, and endometriosis, are all centered around pain. And so with the pain, I also get depression. And with the depression, it comes out of nowhere. It's usually if I've had a flare-up over a long period of time. Comes out of nowhere, and then I'm left with, well, I feel naff now. You want to cry, and you want to be left alone, and you think, why? You know, why? And the big kind of question mark is, why am I left like this? And it's usually because of the pain. But concentrating on routine is kind of a tool that helps you keep going, you know? And you need it, especially if you need to take, say, painkillers, or you're taking an alternative medicine. Painkillers every 4 hours, you know? If you have medications that have to be taken together, you got to know by your routine how long to take them. So it's a very important part of having a chronic illness. And it's something that maybe we don't think about in that way. Another one is anxiety. Now, the last year and a half or so, I've suffered really badly with anxiety. It kind of comes out of the blue. I don't know for me if it's because I don't go out an awful lot or because my actual mind and my body can't handle the outside world. I find it completely overwhelming. And so I kind of have a comfort of knowing that I have a routine and I have a lifestyle that is great for me. And you may be the same. What works for us, works for us. But I've noticed that at the end of the day, if I can keep to my routine and I know what needs to be done, and if I can't do it, it's left to it, you know, it's left to the side until I can, anxiety doesn't feel so big. And it's weird because anxiety really does shrink, because you think in your day, you get up, you have breakfast, you know, that's the important meal of the day, it sets you up. So you get up, you have breakfast, you may have a shower or whatever, you go about your day-to-day life, right? So every day you kind of have a blueprint, a plan of what it is you're going to do. And really, I've talked about it before, sometimes things come up that we don't necessarily see coming. But if you concentrate on your routine and what you're used to doing, it's kind of like that feel of comfort and the feel of knowing, then really, things don't feel so overwhelming. It's kind of like a mindfulness tool, if you think about it. It's something that you can concentrate on, and it's something you do anyway, because it's something you do without even thinking about it. So for me, lately I've noticed something. I've had migraines nearly now for 5 years. They came back, they debilitated me, and then a bunch of other stuff happened. But migraines in particular, I've had round about now for 5 years, and it's crazy to think about that. But I've noticed that as I've gone older, they say that as you get older, you know, things change. And it does, you know, lifestyle changes, the world around us changes, what we eat changes, you know, a bunch of other things go into our routine that maybe we don't even think about. But I've noticed in particular with migraines, and it's something that over here on the south coast of the UK, right now, we're going through a warm patch of weather. Now, for me, that's a trigger of migraines. And so I think that if I take painkillers and I stay hydrated and I have 3 square meals a day, and, you know, I kind of do what I'm used to avoid the triggers and avoid the symptoms of migraines, I'll be okay. But something that I've learned is that with migraines, if I have a really bad one, I'm out for days. But sometimes, like recently, it's gotten to me so much that I've had to rely on routine, because otherwise I just can't function. And so I find that, say I have a migraine at night, which is usually when all the negative aspect of my health happens. I don't know if it's because there's lack of distraction at night. I have no clue. But usually I have panic attacks and I have migraines at night. I think maybe it's because a change in barometer, you know, it goes from warm to cold, and at night the temperature drops, especially here. You never know what you're going to get with this weather. But I've found that when this happens and I get a migraine, if I concentrate on putting one foot in front of the other, get out of bed, Gem. Put your feet on the ground, Gem. You know, and I have help, you know. I have people, especially my other half, that encourage me. Come on, baby, you can do this, you know. Get out of bed. Have something to eat, you know. Do this. Do what you usually do, you know. And it's kind of becomes a battle. But it becomes a battle that if you're armed with the tool of routine, you can do it. So at the moment, I'm battling migraines. I'm not liking it. And I must admit, I'm like, for crying out loud, dude, where's this come from? But I'm concentrating on routine. And for me, I'm using it as a tool. And I'm finding it helps. So really, it kind of comes a food for thought, doesn't it? And living with chronic illness, you rely on routine. You can have any chronic illness there is. But if you use routine to help you out, you may find you've got new triggers that maybe you hadn't otherwise seen. Maybe you're eating something different that maybe has become a trigger. I've noticed recently that I've been eating a specific type of product and I'm waiting to see if that becomes a trigger or not. Because I notice that if I have it, I kind of get a migraine. I kind of feel like, you know, my head hurts. But I notice I crave it. One of my other chronic health conditions are craving it. But my head is like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Why are we eating this? You know, what, you want me to digest this? Are you kidding me? Do you know what's in this stuff? You know, so it's kind of like, it's a little mental picture of my insides. But it's kind of like giving me different food for thought, because I know at night I get migraines, at night I feel depressed, at night I get anxiety. So there has to be something during the day. Temperature, I don't have any, you know, I don't have any control over. If it's warm, much like everyone else, I try and keep cool. If it's cold, much like everyone else, I try and keep warm, you know. But sometimes these things happen, and sometimes you don't have any control over. But routine is something, if you haven't thought about it, really is food for thought. So, I will leave you with that. And I hope that maybe you see routine differently. Maybe when you wake up in the morning and your alarm clock's going off and you think, ugh, 5 more minutes, please. Maybe you'll think, well, if I have 5 more minutes in bed, I might get a migraine. Or if I don't do this, you know, I might feel that or I might feel this. Or maybe you've been confused about something happening to your body and you haven't actually looked at it from that point of view. You know, I just thought I'd put that out there, you know? So, as I said, I'm kind of pressing on this food for thought thing here. So, episode 49. Can you believe that? We're one episode off of 50. Mind-boggling, isn't it? So this one is something that I love the title of this. I just came up with it and I hope you do too. So, okay. Episode 49. My weapon of choice against the monster. Yes, the battle is definitely on. And if you're interested to find out more about that episode, then tune in on Tuesday because it's going to be a funny one. And it's kind of along the lines of migraines, if I'm being honest. It might help you out even if you don't have migraines. But yes, I'm getting a bit bored with these migraines now and I kind of wish they would just do one. But what can you do? So, if you're new to the podcast, hello to you. Thank you for tuning in. If you're not new to the podcast, then thank you. And here's how you can follow me if you'd like to stay tuned with my weird and wacky world that is Gem of Imagination Within. So you can follow me at imaginationwithin.podbean.com and on stitcher.com. On Twitter, I'm at imaginationwit1 and on Instagram at imagination_within. Episodes are every Tuesday and Friday across all your devices. And remember, if you want to become a patron, you know what to do. Click that button on imaginationwithin.podbean.com. I will speak to you soon and I hope that you take care and enjoy it. I'm Gem, the voice of Imagination Within. As ever, you rock. Thank you. Bye. Over and out.